Hi, may I speak to Crystal?
This is her.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm calling in regards to a lawsuit against Depo Provera off a recorded line. Have you already spoken to anyone regarding this?
No, I have not.
Okay, and did you take Depo yourself or was it someone around you?
No, I took it myself.
Okay, and did you have complications?
Filling out the form, or were you talking?
After. So, at the moment, the lawsuit is for those that got a brain tumor or a meningioma after using Depo.
Yes.
You did have complications. What were you diagnosed with?
Meningioma.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was awful.
How long did you take Depo for?
For about 3 years.
I see. Have you already spoken to any attorneys regarding this to get a claim started?
No, this is it.
Do you want to get one started today?
If I can, possibly, yes, that'd be good.
Okay. Well, I'll run you through this. It takes about 10 minutes. So if you have that amount of time, we could get through the form. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria at the very least to start off with. Can you confirm with me that you haven't signed any documents against Depo with any other law firms?
No, I have not.
Okay. And this would be a claim for yourself here. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Okay. Got it. And did you have surgery regarding that or?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's a lot to go through. When was your diagnosis?
I believe it was in 2013. I can't remember what month exactly.
It was in 2013, though. Okay. Would it be towards the beginning or the end?
I believe it was like in the, towards the beginning.
Towards the beginning of 2013.
I can get the date for you. I just
Okay. You don't need to now. It's just approximate for the time being. Now, what is your date of birth?
10/5/82.
October 5th,
Yes.
1982. Did you say 82?
Yes, 1982.
1982. Okay, so October 5th. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know.
Okay. And on to questions about the shot itself. Can you confirm that it was the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I took it once every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Got it. And was that the regular one, or was it a sub variety or generic variety?
I believe it was the standard one. My gynecologist gave me this. I'm not sure if she used a generic one. I'm not. I believe she. I think it was just the regular one, the Pfizer or Caesar.
I see. Okay, got it. And you took it for 1 year minimum. About how many years did you say that you took it for? Three?
Yeah, about three.
About 3. Okay. And within one of those 3 years, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. If you had to put a year on it, when was the first year you used it?
About, let me see, and count. 2009 or 2010 on the my daughter. Okay, with 2000, it was 2010.
2010. Okay. Got it. And did you stop using it around the time of your diagnosis?
I think just previous, because I started having complications. I started gaining a lot of weight, and I started
Right.
getting like dizzy spells and headaches, and I just started getting all kinds of irregular periods. It was just horrible. Like I wouldn't bleed, and then all of a sudden I would bleed really
Yeah.
heavy, and I was just going through a lot with it like
I see. So the side effects were a lot worse than basically the benefit that it
that. Oh
provided.
yes, absolutely. I don't want to. Yes, and I've always
Okay.
yes, and it's been horrible. You have no idea.
No,
I want to
yeah.
cry right now. It's been so bad.
Yeah, and you're not alone. There's so many others that had so many different conditions develop because of it.
It's just so
So,
horrible,
yeah, they don't tell you going into it as well. That's why the lawsuit exists for the most
Oh my
part.
God, I want to cry right now. I just want to cry. It's just so horrible. You have no idea what I would do. Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring that up. When it comes to the day that you stopped using it, was it in 2012 if you got diagnosed in the beginning of 2013?
I'm not sure. I think so, possibly. Or the beginning of
Of 2013. Okay.
I'm not I have to I'm not
Well, to be
around there.
safe, I'll put 2013, so around your diagnosis. Okay. Got it. So you did use it for about 3 years straight. Now, on to questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And what is your current marital status?
I'm female.
Okay. And your name, is that Crystal?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, Ramirez?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Give me 1 second. And Crystal, do you have a middle name?
Marie.
Could you spell that for me?
Marie.
Okay, Marie. And what are the last four of your social?
7847.
7847.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for your primary contact information, for your email, I have Ramirez, CRYS, so Chris, 1982 at gmail.com. Okay, and can you confirm your phone number with me?
Area code 626-714-8606.
Okay, and is that your mobile?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you most commonly work in the mornings, afternoons, or are you free during certain times of the day?
I'm free mostly after 4 o'clock.
After 4. Okay, got it. So evening time.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And would you prefer texts, phone calls, or emails?
Text messages would be great.
Okay, so
And
you at
then
least
phone
know
calls.
who you're. Yeah, so
Yeah.
you know who's contacting you. Got it. What's your current address?
66386 Desert View Avenue, Desert Hot Springs, California,
Okay.
92240, apartment 1.
Got it. Apartment number 1. Okay. And when it comes back to Depo Provera, was this administered by your doctor or would you do the shots
Yes, my
yourself?
gynecologist. My
Your
gynecologist.
gynecologist. Okay, got it. And you would get it once every 3 months.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second here. I'm just going to do some math. So it's 4 times a year, around 4 times a year, and used it for 3 years. So about 12 total shots. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember what your gynecologist's name was?
I never can remember, but I have it written down.
Okay. It's okay if you don't have it for the time being. Do you have your primary's name?
My primary doctor? I
Yes.
think they just switched me in the one. I think his name is, what is his name? It's one of those foreign names. I can't really pronounce it.
Okay.
They just switched me doctors, but if you give me a little bit, I can look all that. I could get all my paperwork. I
Yeah, no
just got a
problem.
new primary doctor, so.
Yeah, no rush at all. If is there any doctor's name that you remember through this process?
Yes. I remember the because my primary doctor sent me to a neurosurgeon, and his name was Dr. Cortez.
Dr. Cortez. Okay, got it. Do you know his first name?
It started with the V. Valdez, Valdez. No, something like Harry Potter.
Not
Valdemar.
maybe not Voldemort, but
Yeah. Yes.
okay, we should be able to
And
find
then,
that.
yeah, I can get you my primary care doctor
Okay.
information in a little while, yeah.
No problem. Got it. And what was the facilities or the clinic's name that you would get these shots?
I would go to my gynecologist at the Desert Regional Medical Center.
Did you say Desert Regional?
Desert Regional Medical Center. So my
Meth.
primary doctor, and then I would go to, when I diagnosed, I went to the Desert Regional Medical Center.
I see. I see. Okay, and that's in Palm Springs, in Indian Canyon. Okay, got it. I have the right one down here. Okay, and I do have the facility's phone number. I'd imagine that you don't have your gyno's phone number, correct?
I don't, not on me at the moment.
That's okay. Got it. So after when you went through treatment, did you have any type of medicine that was prescribed to you?
They gave me radiation. I had radiation for a while, and yes, I was taking all that, but I don't have that none of that. I don't have none of that with me at the moment.
Okay,
I need
that's
the
okay.
information.
Did you stay at Desert Regional Medical Center for most of everything, or did you go to a different hospital?
For most of the part, it was at Desert Regional.
At Desert Regional. Okay, got it. Give
Okay.
me one second here. Okay. And after you were diagnosed, through treatment and such, was it Vladimir Cortez that helped you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Okay. Now, when it came to your diagnosis, did they find out about it through an MRI or CT scan?
Yes. I had several blood tests done.
Oh,
I
really?
had MRIs. I had CT scans. I had everything. I had a biopsy done.
Oh, I see. And was it Vladimir Cortez who diagnosed you? It was. Okay, so he
Well, yeah,
helped you
my
through that.
primary my 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 primary care doctor referred me to
Right.
the nearest.
Okay. Got it. And this was also at Desert Regional. Got it. Okay. And this was a neurologist. Okay.
Yeah,
And
no.
this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I have not.
Okay, good to hear.
Sorry, it was so traumatizing. That's why it was so traumatizing.
Got it. And the treatment that you said you went through was radiation. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yes, I had radiation and then I had surgery.
And surgery as well. Okay. Surgery. And your treating
Surgery.
doctor who did the radiation, was it a team or was it just all through Vladimir Cortez?
You mean like a team of doctors? No, it was through him.
Okay, it was
And
through
his
him.
correct.
Got it. And when it comes to the exact dates and such from your medical records, we can't take that. That comes once you verify the information with the attorney, so you can confirm all of those different dates. That being said, do you keep your own medical records or are they all with the hospital?
They're at the hospital.
I see. Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah, well, because I had surgery, yes.
Correct. Got it. And the surgery, was that around when they first diagnosed you? Was it
Yeah, I was in
during the
2000.
same
It was the same year, 2013.
in 2013? It was still in the beginning of the year as well, I'd imagine. Okay, give me one second.
Yeah. I don't have all that information. I just don't have it on your phone.
Okay, got it. Just the fact that you have it is what matters. Okay, got it. So that means that you do have your medical records, correct?
I
You
don't
have
have them.
them.
The hospital does.
I see, I see. Okay, so if you did obtain them, would you be able to email them or mail them?
Sure. Once I yes.
Either way. And you can also give the law firm permission to pull those records from the hospital, but that's completely up to you, whatever you're more
Okay. Yeah,
comfortable
that's
with.
completely fine. Yeah.
Okay. My last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. This is in case we cannot contact you in regards to your claim.
David Brown.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
That's my fiance.
Oh, your fiance. Okay. And what is his phone number?
760 605 0282.
0282. Okay. And mind you, we're not going to go out of our way to contact them. This is just if we cannot contact you. And does your fiance live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And do you happen to know his email address? It's okay if not.
I think it's Ace. It's his gaming. He's a gamer. I'm sorry. It's Ace the Invader 760.
Ace Vader 760.
Invader,
Oh,
INVAD.
Invader.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
760.
Okay. At Gmail.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got that down here. Okay. So those were all the questions I did have for you for the time being. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your text as well as your email here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what these are the retainers for the attorney. So this is what allows the attorney to get started on the claim. But before they can get started, they will verify all of the information with you. So whenever you're able to get those exact dates as well as the doctor's names, that would be the best time to actually get that information updated. But you should have these documents in your text messages now. Let me know if you do.
Is it Brennan Sharp?
Yeah, so that's my full name.
Okay, thank you, Brennan.
Of course. So you can go ahead and put me on speakerphone. Open those up. After you hit next, they'll allow you to put a signature as well as initials. And after that, you're all set. You should receive a call from the attorney, most likely Monday of this upcoming week after the weekend. Other than that, you should be all set.
I'm signing it. Okay, so it's
Okay.
a document signed.
The signature doesn't have to be perfect, just legible.
Okay, yes. Okay. Allow. Continue. I agree. Continue. Start. Okay, I see where. Okay. Might I just sign there? Okay, there it goes. Okay. I'm trying to see. It says draw your signature. Okay. Draw. Next style. I'm not showing any style, but I'm trying to.
Yeah, if
I'm
you
trying.
press next, it should take you down to the initials, I'm assuming. The other ones should autofill your signature.
Okay. So adopt and sign.
Correct.
Are they gonna sign it? It's gonna sign it for me, right? Everything?
Correct. You should, if they don't
Okay,
sign it
I
for
see.
you.
I haven't seen it right now. I see it. I have to tap on everything, right? I'm tapping on all the yellow. Okay, it seems I think I did it all. Okay, finish.
Okay, let me double check this here for you.
You're done signing. Continue.
And yes, I do have everything up on my end here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. So this is my personal number while at work, of course. And I am in Irvine, so we're in the same time zone. So you can text me from 8 to 5 if you have any further questions. Otherwise, you're just going to be waiting on a call from the attorney, and you're set after that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, I appreciate your time and thank you for your patience. I know it's a tough subject to talk about, but I do wish you a good rest of your day as well as Christmas when it comes around.
Thank you so much.
Of course, have a good day, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.